Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Hi, this is Morty Lefko with podcast number 15. It's, what is it? Today is August 11, 2010. Let's go. Why am I afraid to express love? After posting on my blog a couple of weeks ago about how I felt totally safe to experience and express the love I felt for people at the Transformational Leadership Council meeting, but not most of the time away from TLC, I received the following comment. If you're the creator of the Natural Confidence Program, and I'm assuming you removed all the beliefs and conditionings on that program, then how could you not feel as safe expressing your love with anyone you run into? Please explain. Thank you. Here was my reply to that email. I've not only eliminated all the beliefs on that program, I've eliminated a couple of hundred more. But each issue or problem in our lives is caused by a different set of beliefs and conditionings. And so while I've gotten rid of my depression and my neediness and my concern with the opinion of others, I still have not handled every issue in my life. And not feeling safe to express love all the time is one of the issues I still have to work on. And I plan to see what beliefs are causing that in the next week or so and getting this issue handled. Thanks for asking. Regards, Morty. I did work on this issue as I said I would, and here's what I discovered. I couldn't find any relevant beliefs, but I did find two different types of conditioning. Here's how I identified the first one. There's some low level of anxiety when I feel people are not there when I talk to them, or when I feel they're not fully present, or when I don't feel fully accepted. The source of this conditioning was how my mom frequently acted when I was a kid. She divorced when I was only three and struggled being a single mom with no money. As a result of her constant stress and anxiety and her frequent hysterical outbursts, I had the sense that she wasn't really with me much of the time we were together, and frequently felt rejected. Feeling that my mom was not fully present or was rejecting me when I was very young meant to me she didn't love me, which meant I could be abandoned, which meant I would die. And that caused my anxiety. So people not being fully present with me or withdrawn from me got conditioned to cause anxiety. I eliminated this conditioning with the Lefko stimulus process. The second conditioning required me to use a different process, the Lefko deconditioning process. This conditioning arose as follows. Because I felt fear when it seemed my mom seemed to be withdrawn from me, I shut down my body and my feelings to keep from feeling anxiety in that situation. Because the anxiety diminished when I shut down, shutting down became a conditioned response. In other words, when a behavior is rewarded, in this case the anxiety stopped, the behavior gets conditioned. In order to not feel fear when I feel people are not fully present around me or when I don't feel safe around them for any reason, my body and emotions shut down. I eliminated this conditioning with the Lefko deconditioning process. I think the issue is now handled, but I'll watch carefully over the next few weeks. If there are any traces of the old behavior pattern, I'll look to see what beliefs or other conditioning might still exist. I'm really looking forward to being able to be myself and experience and express my love for people without regard to how other people are acting. If you'd like some more details on the first type of conditioning, please see two earlier posts here on MortyLefko.com, one on May 5th, 09, and one on March 23rd, 2010. I'd love to hear any comments you might have on these thoughts on my difficulties experiencing and expressing love in certain type of situations and how I dealt with that problem. Please put your comments on MortyLefko.com. Looking forward to seeing them. Don't forget, if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko belief process, please go to RecreateYourLife.com where you can eliminate one limiting belief free. And if you're interested in purchasing our DVD programs, that we guarantee to eliminate eight of the most common daily problems people face, please go to recreateyourlife.com/store. Thanks very much for listening. Talk to you next week with Podcast 16.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefkoe.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.